Task 37.
You are going to hear a text about roller skating in Paris. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, fill in each gap 1 to 11 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
A bit of a different form of transport now. Paris, known also as the city of the quick or the dead, is famous for its apparently chaotic and fast-moving city traffic. And to add to the mayhem in recent years, Parisians have been taking to skates as an alternative means of getting about. In traffic terms, skaters are counted as pedestrians, although many now are using the roads instead, creating havoc, complain motorists. So the French authorities have decided enough is enough, and there are plans to change the highway code to bring discipline to the streets. From Paris, Catherine Gugliardi has this report.
Driving in Paris has always been a heroic achievement, but since the Parisians have decided to use alternative means of transportation after a long transport strike in 1995, the French capital looks like a battlefield. Hundreds of thousands of people now don skates and blades every week without following any rules. And every Friday and Sunday a ride is organized with more than 25,000 skaters invading the streets of Paris. For the moment, people like 18-year-old skater Alice Cabane just consider the fun and the freedom they are being given by the authorities.
I thoroughly enjoy it. It's absolutely wonderful. And the simple fact of feeling myself on wheels is really wonderful. It's actually an excellent city. We have outstanding pavements. We get along sort of well with the police. Now, it is true that legally we are not allowed to skate on the streets. But after all, this is France.
The Parisian police haven't been too harsh on skaters so far. Only 127 of them have been fined for speeding or passing through red lights. Skaters are by law considered as pedestrians, even if some travel up to 30 miles per hour. Alice admits some skaters are dangerous.
Let's say 95% of their skating population will be nice, polite, quiet, clean people, and yet their 5% will be the disturbing elements, but they are so loud that usually they're the ones you notice. I heard that in London, skaters have a very bad reputation.
Skaters will probably be allowed to ride on the roads if they are experienced and wear protective gear. But Boris Bellolavec, who initiated the Friday ride and accepted the police squad to accompany them, fears that if the regulations are too harsh, rollers won't follow them.
Skaters in Paris jump on the pavements, use zebra crossings for pedestrians, do not respect red lights, ride on the boulevards, take one-way streets the wrong way, etc. I hope that the new regulations won't be too severe, because if the practice of roller skating loses its philosophy, then those rules won't be applied at all.
The new rules should be announced in January, but the war between the different means of transportation in Paris is far from over.
Catherine Gugliardi trying to find a place there for skaters in Paris.
Task 37.
You are going to hear a text about roller skating in Paris. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, fill in each gap 1 to 11 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
A bit of a different form of transport now. Paris, known also as the city of the quick or the dead, is famous for its apparently chaotic and fast-moving city traffic. And to add to the mayhem in recent years, Parisians have been taking to skates as an alternative means of getting about. In traffic terms, skaters are counted as pedestrians, although many now are using the roads instead, creating havoc, complain motorists. So the French authorities have decided enough is enough, and there are plans to change the highway code to bring discipline to the streets. From Paris, Catherine Gugliardi has this report.
Driving in Paris has always been a heroic achievement, but since the Parisians have decided to use alternative means of transportation after a long transport strike in 1995, the French capital looks like a battlefield. Hundreds of thousands of people now don skates and blades every week without following any rules. And every Friday and Sunday, a ride is organized with more than 25,000 skaters invading the streets of Paris. For the moment, people like 18-year-old skater Alice Gaban just consider the fun and the freedom they are being given by the authorities.
I thoroughly enjoy it. It's absolutely wonderful. And the simple fact of feeling myself on wheels is really wonderful. It's actually an excellent city. We have outstanding pavements. We get along sort of well with the police. Now, it is true that legally we are not allowed to skate on the streets. But after all, this is France.
The Parisian police haven't been too harsh on skaters so far. Only 127 of them have been fined for speeding or passing through red lights. Skaters are by law considered as pedestrians, even if some travel up to 30 miles per hour. Alice admits some skaters are dangerous.
Let's say 95% of their skating population will be nice, polite, quiet, clean people, and yet their 5% will be the disturbing elements, but they are so loud that usually they're the ones you notice. I heard that in London, skaters have a very bad reputation.
Skaters will probably be allowed to ride on the roads if they are experienced and wear protective gear, but Boris Bellolavec, who initiated the Friday ride and accepted the police squad to accompany them, fears that if the regulations are too harsh, rollers won't follow them.
Skaters in Paris jump on the pavements, use zebra crossings for pedestrians, do not respect red lights, ride on the boulevards, take one-way streets the wrong way, etc. I hope that the new regulations won't be too severe, because if the practice of roller skating loses its philosophy, then those rules won't be applied at all.
The new rules should be announced in January, but the war between the different means of transportation in Paris is far from over.
Catherine Guagliardi trying to find a place there for skaters in Paris.